Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
About the way Rodgers played today and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier in his, in when you guys played against him.
He played very well today.
What did he do that that made him play well?
Threw the ball to the receivers and they caught it.
That was J.J. Watt. Look, I got to complain about that. And all right, this might be media guy. Okay. This act of short answers. You have to, as an athlete, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. I didn't plan to do this. I didn't even listen to the clip before I played it, but it struck a nerve in me. Because I got labeled here. It says, a 13-second clip. Watt breaks down Rodgers' performance. So I figured it'd be 13 seconds of Watt breaking down Rodgers' performance. Because when people ask questions of the athletes, they expect a 13 to 30-second answer to give them a good quote for the newspaper, to give them a good audio soundbite. But I'm not going to come back from a break and play this.
He played very well today.
Well, that doesn't do anything. We're asking you a question. Give us an answer. You've done this for 10 years. You did it in college. You did it in high school, JJ. You know how to answer questions. Hey, I'm just bringing it up because Cam Newton, he was in a bad mood once after a Super Bowl, and it's stayed with him his entire life. All right? Quick aside, Cam Newton got benched yesterday. Looks real bad after he came back from COVID. Is there any correlation there? Rhetorical question. I don't know. I don't know what COVID. I don't think one of the things are makes you a bad quarterback, but maybe. I don't know.
Everybody else that's come off COVID.
He like, had COVID.
Found, like, new life. The Marlins, the Cardinals.
So it does make you Superman when you come back from
Titans.
I don't know. Cam Newton sucked since he came back from being out with COVID-19. I don't know. So, J.J. Watt, to get back on that, I'm in the middle of trashing J.J. Watt here.
Who gets a free pass for being in a bad mood? Despite if Rodgers did that, we would crucify him.
Yes! You know how to answer the question. But J.J., I think, is doing this tactfully.
But he's a Badger, man.
But I bring it up because I think he's doing it tactfully. Again, here's random reporter J.J. Watt answering questions, saying as little as possible.
The way Rodgers played today and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier in his, in when you guys played against him.
He played very well today.
What did he do that made him play well?
Threw the ball to the receivers and they caught.
You know, it's cute when Bill Belichick does it and Greg Popovich does it. Actually, I don't think it is. I never liked it. On to Cincinnati. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think I'm old crusty media guy. But in that instance, I think I might be. Because it's a played-out act. But again, I think J.J. Watt did this on purpose. Here's more from J.J., and I'll explain why. I'm trying to get you to... I'm trying to get you to... Don't go anywhere. J.J. Watt, suburban women, please like me. J.J. Watt with short, angry answers.
J.J., we've kind of asked you these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
Get better.
JJ, as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the way the state of the season, state of the team right now, as far as holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
Hey, JJ, how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah, I really don't think this is me being a media guy. I really think I would be mad about this if I never had any media job at all. I think I would be mad about this. It's not cute. I don't like it. But I do think he's doing it tactfully because I think he's trying to show everybody. And I noticed this while watching the game. I mean, they kept showing J.J. Watt. Every time they showed him, he was, like, frustrated. Like, he was – so let's say that you're on the bench of your high school basketball team and coach needs a sub and he looks at you and he looks down the bench and he's going to, like, notice the guy that's, like, most into the game and say, hey, maybe that guy will give me a spark. Instead of if you're just sitting there. If J.J. Watt is just sitting there yesterday – and then answering the questions respectfully and knowing it's not even an issue of respect. He knows how it works, but he's doing this on purpose. I think he played up his frustration yesterday, both in the game and in the press conference, because he wants out. And he is signaling to teams with his actions yesterday, come and get me. I have 1.5 years left on my deal. I'm making $15 million this year. All right, so you pay me about half of that with the proration. I'm making $17 million, I think it is, next year. $17.5 next year. And then I'm a free agent. I've been with this team for a decade. I've been an all-pro almost every year I've played. I think I've been the defensive player of the year off the top of my head, honestly. I think he's been it 3 times. And what happens to me? I go to the playoffs. I win this terrible division. We get smoked. Who have some of his quarterbacks been when he's finally got a good one in Deshaun Watson? What an evil twist of fate. Hashtag Jeff Hardy brand. What an evil twist of fate, though. J.J. Watt for years has been like the best player on defense, and he goes to the playoffs, and they've got these quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, T.J. Yates that way.
Yeah, T.J. Yates.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking of. These guys that are third basically he's had a career full of Ben DiNucci's. Who's probably going to start for the Cowboys on Sunday night. And then he gets a quarterback, but his coach, Bill O'Brien, is like, well, we have DeAndre Hopkins, unquestionably the best receiver in the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade him, go down in the draft, and get David Johnson, who at this point is just like average. Like if there was a wins above replacement, he's just replacement. He's just a running back in the league right now.
Yeah.
He's just a guy. You trade, you make all these dumb trades. You trade away, they trade away Tunsil. They traded away.
Well, they
got
traded
rid of,
for Tunsil, but they gave up a lot. Yeah, that one was
they
dumb.
Got Tunsil. They got rid of Clowney.
They got rid of Clowney and all they didn't even get a first round pick for him. They traded a
they let
second,
Honey Badger go.
They traded a second round pick for this version of Brandon Cooks. I mean, they haven't done anything. They've done nothing smart.
And they're a bad football team right now. So I think JJ, he has been so dedicated to this team. I mean, if you're a Texans fan, one, sorry. Two, how? Three, why? Four, are you sure? Well, but if you're a Texans fan, you love JJ because he's been so loyal to you and he's done so many good things for Houston. I mean, when there was flooding there, he was like, he made it a mission to raise as much money as possible. He gave his own money. JJ Watt has been an incredible citizen, player, defender, everything for Houston. He's at the point now where you got to win. I don't want to do this anymore. I've gone through so many injuries that would have knocked other people out as career-ending injuries, but I've been so dedicated to get back on the field that I fought through them. And here I am now, and I've given you a decade, and I've battled through injury, and now here we are with Deshaun Watson, and you're trading away everybody else that's good. And we're 1-6. So I think yesterday what he did was an act because I think he wants to. He's JJ Watt is not going to come. Look, this is JJ Watt who loves Subway, who hosts Ultimate Tag, who tweets during the Oscars, and it's always on TV. JJ Watt is not going to come out and say, I would like to be traded. He will not do that. But what he will do is what he can do, and that's overplay his frustration both on the field and in the press conference. I think this man just told the NFL, come and get me. I want out. I didn't think he'd get traded. I thought maybe the salary would be a hindrance, but I think someone's going to go get him. And I wonder now to really make this local, will it be us?
Yeah, I would doubt it, but I agree exactly 100% with everything that you just said right there, because J.J. Watt isn't the type of guy. Like, last year, remember when all the rumors were Odell Beckham Jr. was going over to everybody else's sideline saying, come get me, and, you know, maybe throw kind of nonchalantly, throw Baker Mayfield or the coaching staff under the bus. J.J. Watt's not going to do that because that would destroy J.J. Watt's image, especially in Houston where they love him. And he's the ultimate football guy. You know, all we got to do is keep working. Hard work, determination always pays off. I get why he's frustrated. Not only were you a playoff team last year that's now a 1-6 football team, you were a playoff team last year that legitimately should have beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You had a 3-score lead on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Your idiot coach goes for it on fourth down, gives them good field position. Patrick Mahomes goes on a 30-0 tear, and you lose that game. So you were just a playoff team, and instead of making, like I'm talking about with the Packers, you were one piece away from a Super Bowl. Instead of improving, you kind of stood pat. Maybe got a little bit of got a little worse. That the Texans got much worse because they took their best player, their second best player, if you want to argue that their best player is Deshaun Watson right now, then that's fair, and DeAndre Hopkins, and they traded him for a broken-down running back. They didn't get enough in return, and now they're 1-6 after they were a playoff team the last couple years. And you would think the future's bright. You got Deshaun Watson, who's already a top-5 quarterback, and he's able to still throw for 300 yards in this offense without DeAndre Hopkins, but he needs help. The first 3 years, you didn't give him an offensive line. There was literally a game where Deshaun Watson had to, was he playing Dallas? I don't remember who it was against. He had to travel. They had to take a bus because they couldn't even fly him on the team flight because he had a punctured lung. He had a collapsed lung because the offensive line didn't do a very good job of protecting him. Then you finally say, hey, we got a franchise quarterback. Maybe we should get him a franchise tackle. And you do that with Tunsil and you give up a bunch for him. But since then, you've given up a bunch of draft cap, bunch of picks for nothing in return. You're like, I like Brandon Cooks. I take him in Green Bay, but I would do, and I want a receiver, I would do nothing higher than a 4th-round pick for this version of Brandon Cooks, man. And
well, if you're going to trade the Texans for a receiver, you want Fuller.
Well, that, right. No, I'm just saying, but they gave up a 2nd-round pick for this version of Brandon Cooks.
Oh, yeah, you forget he's out there. I mean, it's Fuller and then Cobb had a big day. Oh, Brandon Cooks?
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks, who keeps getting traded.
Like, you know,
this is fourth team. Saints, Rams, New England.
Saints, Rams, New England. I thought he had another stop in there too, Cooks.
I think
maybe
that's
not.
It.
I think that's it. And then, like, you look at the defensive side of the ball, which is a mess. You brought up the Honey Badger already. I don't know why they gave up on the Honey Badger. I mean, was he banged up for a couple years? Yeah, but he's still deployed. I mean, he just won a Super Bowl last year. And then Jadeveon Clowney. You're going to give up Jadeveon Clowney? Fine. I think he takes some plays off. I think he wanted way too much money. There's a reason why. I mean, there's a reason why he was a free agent until like 3 weeks to go in the offseason. But at least get a 1st-round pick. Get something back for somebody like that. And Bill O'Brien was a moron, and now he's really put this team in a big hole. And the coaching staff, I mean, that's a bad team. But on the defensive side of the ball, again, how do you not see what Devontae's doing? How do
they just let Devontae run around and do anything?
How do you at least not give your defensive backs? I mean, the defensive backs were bad yesterday, but I mean, that's to be expected when you're going one-on-one with Devontae Adams in coverage. Why not give your corners some help up top with some safety help? That was a bad game plan yesterday, and I felt bad for Deshaun Watson because it was just like, hey, man, drop back 40 times, try to beat this defense.
Yeah, we'll hear from Devontae coming up in a little bit, Aaron Rodgers as well. But J.J. Watt, if you're just joining us, we're wondering if his performance yesterday, I don't mean on the field, I mean he visibly looked upset the entire game, and in the press conference, you can't have shorter answers outside of saying yes and no. J.J. Watt yesterday afterwards.
That's the way Rodgers played today, and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier and when you guys played against him.
He played very well today.
What did he do that made him play well?
Remember when Cam Newton did this?
Threw the ball to the receivers, and they caught it.
J.J., we've kind of asked you these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
Got to get better.
J.J., as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the state of the season, state of the team right now, as far as holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
I mean, this is lame.
JJ, how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
Does he think this is funny? Well, is he proud of this?
And that's the thing. Like, they're 1-6, and they just lost a regular season game when he knows they're most likely not going to the playoffs. And that's given a free pass, but Cam Newton lost the biggest game of his life in a Super Bowl and didn't want to give, you know, 15-minute answers and break down the X's and O's immediately following a game that he just got blown out into the Denver Broncos. And we crucified Cam Newton, and he was the villain, but yet J.J. Watt is able to just give these one-word answers. Explain that to me. Why is Cam Newton villainized then?
I don't want to explain it.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. That's my point, man. Like,
I can explain it. Like, I can explain it.
Like, I like JJ.
I don't want to.
I like JJ, but, like, see, that's my point, though. Like, I hate post-game interviews. Like, Rodgers last week was upset. And then we're like, oh, diva. No, man. They're like, this is their job. And they had a bad day at the office. It's to be expected.
And we want guys to be upset. Don't we? Don't we criticize these guys when they're, like, having fun and seeing old teammates and high-fiving everybody after the game or laughing? We get mad at that. We say, we're fans, we're dedicated, we need you to care as much as we do. Rah! And then they do, and then we get mad at them. But I don't think this is JJ being like mad that he lost. I think he's trying to get traded. I think that he wants to get traded without coming out and saying, I want to get traded. If that's not it, if I'm wrong about the reason behind it, well, then that's just incredibly lame and stupid, and I don't like it. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Roger is in Cudahy. Roger, quick service. What's up?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I mean, he was the player version of Bill Belichick for sure there, but I'm trying to appreciate, if you guys can help me out. If not, that's fine. Get down to the nitty-gritty. If the Packers, it seems that a logical place in terms of emotionally for him would be to come to the Packers, but how would that work in terms of salary cap if they, I'm assuming he'll want to come close to his current salary, if the Packers played some and Houston paid some, what are we dealing with in terms of the salary cap impact?
Well, I'm looking up JJ's salary right now. It looks like it's 15.5 this year, 17.5 next year. It looks like it's fully guaranteed. Or at least there's going to be a cap hit. So if the Packers trade for him and can afford him this year and then just cut him, well, they're going to be on the hook for 17.5 anyway.
Well, yeah, like that's what the Texans could do. Like,
if this was just a rental, it's different. If you're just going to have him and then someone else can sign him. But he is on the books for next year. I don't know. The cap hit looks like it's 17.5, and that's going to be a problem because the Packers have so many guys that they need to pay. So that's where the problem is. If you're going to trade for J.J. Watt, you're essentially saying, well, we're going for it, which we always like, but then you're really making the decisions on Jones and Bakhtiari and King and Lindsley. You're like writing some of these guys off right away because you're going to have J.J. Watt next year.
Yeah, it'd be weird. Like, because if they traded for him, I think it would cost them like, oh man, like 1/17. Because you said 15.5 million, right? So that would be for each week remaining in the season. His entire 2021 cap of 17.5. I don't want it. I get it's a great story. I just, not this version of J.J. Watt. He also struggles to stay on the field. He's beaten up a lot, man. He, like, his body is taking a beating.
Right.
So, like, if you could get him for free, then that's one thing. Like, if like if you, I mean, like, even if, like, you got a situation, like, with the what Tampa Bay is doing with Antonio Brown, I would do, like, $2 million for J.J. Watt and then give him another, like, $2 million if he won the Super Bowl. But this version of J.J. Watt, I couldn't imagine giving $15 million to.
414-799-1250. Louie is on the north side. Good morning, Louie.
Fellas, what's up, what's up?
How are you?
Well, nobody wants to say why, you know, the difference between J.J. Watt and the reason why Cam Newton gets criticized. I'll say it. J.J. Watt's the media darling. Cam's a black quarterback who the media wants to shut up and be quiet. It's always been that way. You're always going to have the great white hope in the NFL. If it's in Tom Brady, it's going to be somebody like J.J. Watt. And you're always going to have that – bias towards the black quarterback or the black athlete, whether it's Cam Newton or Antonio Brown or many of the other black quarterbacks we have out there. You know, you guys aren't going to say it, but I'm going to call in and say it every time. J.J. Watt's acting like a petulant brat, and nobody's going to call him on it. That's it.
I thank you. Yes, I do agree with that. I do. I didn't say it, but I agree with it.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah,
we were trying to hint at it, but we didn't want to say it because then people get
we're
mad
not
at
really
us.
Allowed to say a whole lot.
Yeah,
anymore.
We can't.
The last couple months,
a lot of people like hate listen to us.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'll listen to these guys, but the moment they start talking about like the truth, I got to turn it off.
Yeah. Stick to sports.
I'll listen to these guys about the Packers, but if they tell me if they just suggest to wear a mask, then I'm out.
If Horvath suggests that, you know, maybe we care about these guys off the field, you know, their issues and what they deal with, and we consider them human beings and not robots, then Horvath's the bad guy.
If Bart even gives the hint that he's got guilt about white privilege, then I gotta turn it off.
So are you guys gonna give us the truth, or are you just gonna milk toast it the whole show?
Well, I just agreed with you.
I know, but I.
And then I just said a bunch of stuff. I just said.
We know that, but answer the question: are you guys gonna do that, or just continue to give us milk toast the rest of the show?
All right, I'm gonna give you the truth.
All right,
I'm gonna give you the truth.
All right,
I'll make that decision point blank. Yeah,
appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
All right,
Cam Newton, he got screwed over. I hate it. I love Cam Newton. Yeah, that's why I go extra hard for Cam.
Yeah. Now, Cam.
And he's also a great person.
Yeah, great.
And does a lot for charity.
Awesome. Yeah, he's awesome.
But he dresses funny, and he was mad. I mean, listen to Jay. I don't want to do it again. I'm harping too much on it. It bothers me.
Cam got benched yesterday. Not that that has anything to do with
Well, the problem with Cam Newton right now is that he might suck.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he was very good for a while.
Yeah, that shoulder injury took years off of Cam Newton's career. But the MVP season especially, I love Cam Newton, but, like, I hated him that year just because he beat us. And then he was, like, counting everybody on the field and talking trash to Clay Matthews. And I was like, God, I love Cam, but I can't like him this year because my team sucks. But I've always been a huge Cam Newton fan. I just think he's one of the best dudes off the field. Sick kids. I'll never forget when he rented out that ice cream truck. If you watch what he does, like, every time he scores, he goes and hands the ball to a kid. Really good dude. Does a lot for kids. Great person, Cam Newton. And I'm rooting for him.
Brian is in St. Francis. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. First of all, for J.J. Watt to be a brat, that last caller was ridiculous to say that. For J.J. Watt, for him to go through all the injuries and still put his heart and soul in the game, there's guys that haven't had any injuries and don't even put their heart and soul into it. It's not about just a paycheck with J.J. Watt. It's frustration. You know,
right, but I think he's doing in this, and if you're just joining us, J.J. Watt had some very short answers in the press conference.
Well, yeah, I heard that. I heard you play that, and the thing of it is that he's frustrated with the team.
I think he's trying to signal that he wants to get traded, but he doesn't want to say the words, trade me.
He totally doesn't. He probably doesn't even want to do the interview because he's frustrated with the team. If you go your whole career and your team is making an effort to try to strive for a Super Bowl, that's one thing, and you just come up empty-handed. But they're not showing any kind of effort. And you know what? The Packers are not that far behind. You know, you could almost say that if it comes down to just winning one Super Bowl, I could see Aaron Rodgers thinking the same way. It's ridiculous, you know? I mean, for them to blow up the team like that, and I'm not even a Texan fan, but I am a J.J. Watt fan, and you know, it would be nice to see him in a Green Bay Packer uniform, but to get rid of all the pieces, it's just like you're just putting up the red flag. It's ridiculous. And for the last caller to say he's being a brat, if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't want to do an interview either. I just, you know, it's ridiculous.
All right, Brian, appreciate you.
Bye.
Boy, so why is Aaron Rodgers a brat when he's on a 6-9-1 team and Mike McCarthy is calling the same plays over and over and over?
Look, we judge guys different. Sometimes it might be about one reason, sometimes it's not. I don't get it. We judge J.J. Watt different than Cam Newton when they both did the same thing. But then again, even last night, if Aaron Rodgers throws three interceptions and costs his team the game, he is going to get vilified. But Russell Wilson did it last night, and nobody cares.
Exactly.
So it's not always about one thing. It might be about something else. I don't know what it's about. I don't know. Oh, jeez. Odell Beckham's out for the year.
Tore his ACL.
That's breaking news brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil's made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
That sucks. I like Odell.
Packers should have traded for him.
Well, now he's got a torn ACL.
Well, he wouldn't have if he came here. Christian's in Uptown. Where the hell have you been?
I was waiting for you to take over the show.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Yeah, like, thanks. Congrats to you guys. Back after almost 2 years, so.
Yeah, we used to talk all the time, and then I didn't hear from you for a while.
Yeah, I was. It's a thing, but I'm just happy for y'all now.
Didn't we get in a fight, too?
We did. It's over.
Who won?
I think it just ended.
Oh. Yeah, it did. It did.
Okay.
I'm good. All right. You know, I marched for BLM, and you know, I'm a socialist. I don't even have a party, but you know, I'm like way left of crazy. The Cam thing, Cam did deserve more respect. But he was a broken man, like with an ankle and his shoulder and all that. Like, you couldn't expect him to get paid at this time of his career. You could see it. Like, Belichick was hoping that there was more in the tank than there is. But you know, man, I guess you could have had like. Maybe, like, allowed him to, like, Brett Favre at the end of his career, just hang around for a few years and not be that good except to have, like, a couple flashes. But it's one thing you can't say about – if you characterize J.J. Watt as being this hard worker who leaves it all on the field and you don't use the same thing for Cam, then you're dabbling into, you know, racial bigotry because Cam does. He gives everything on the field, like – from concussions to things, shoulders and whatever. I just think that there's a time sometimes with athletes, like with Brett, where you got to say, your game is past you. You are a broken man. You want to walk up to your grandkids someday because, like you said, that shoulder injury took a lot off his ball. He had to redo his throwing motion. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a good idea at all. And the amount of concussions he had. So, like, yeah, like he deserved more respect, but I wouldn't put this about race. This is about, I don't know what, but I thought he was done.
Not trying to dive into the.
Nah.
I think with Cam Newton.
No, that's why I brought up Rodgers. I think it's just personality. Like the thing with like Rodgers.
I just didn't like the image of Cam Newton being sad after a Super Bowl and then a bunch of old sports writers telling him about how he should act. I never liked that.
But Rodgers gets that criticism because he's kind of a. You know, he's kind of a alpha male to the extreme. I wouldn't say Cam's that way. Cam's a lot nicer of a person. He's a more interesting person. But I don't think – I don't know. There are a lot of things that are clearly about race and stuff, and this is probably not as much about that.
All right.
That's the way people talk about it. White people, you know, my people. We're dumb. All right, peace out.
See ya. Christian in Uptown's back on the show. It's been years since I talked to Christian.
Why'd you guys get in a fight? You don't remember?
No, I kind of remember. I don't think he liked it. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, what did I say before? The past is the past.
Well, I didn't know if it was like about like a Jordan Love pick type deal or what.
The past is the past. I say this all the time, Ryan. Do you not hear me? The past is the past. This is what I say all the time. I say this all the time. I say the past is history. The future is a mystery. I live in the present, and the present's great, and that's why they call it a gift.
Yeah, I like it. I came up with a slogan, too.
That's not right, but
it
you
goes,
know what
live, laugh, love, reflect, listen, peace.
Yeah, respect, listen, peace.
Yes.
That's an equation.
Yeah.
I got another one. I like to dance like no one is watching.
Yeah, I like one.
Like Jamal Williams dances like no one's watching, and now we all love him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I like the most? Is I like when words are printed out on little poster board and then placed in bathrooms.
My mom does, too. You guys would get along.
Yeah.
And she also has, like, she does this thing now where, like, not only is it, like, live, laugh, love, dance, live like you're dying, go skydiving, mountain climbing, you know, but now she, like, blows up these photos, too. So, like, if you're trying to use the bathroom, when you go to my mom's house, there's, like, a picture of, like, me holding my son.
Mm.
I'm like, this is extremely weird. The bathroom should be a place of no photos.
No, there's nothing I love more than photos and really words, though. I like when I walk in somebody's house, I want it to say family on the wall in cursive.
My mom continues, and the other thing she does while I'm ragging on my mom, who I do love.
When I walk in a kitchen, I want three big letters with lights that say, yum.
I like when they take, all these places just rip off all these ideas, and it's like, in this family, we hug, learn, live, dance, and root
for the Green Bay Packers.
And my mom buys it all, and I don't want any of it anymore. I don't want it.
And then they customize it?
And then my wife hangs it, because, I don't know. I think she feels bad. I love you, Mom.
Couple of things I want when I walk in someone's house. First of all, I want to know your last name and when the family started.
When you
walk into my house, it needs to say Winkler family, established 2013,
okay,
for when I got married.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to know what room of the house I'm in based on the furniture. I need something on the wall. Like when I go in your kitchen, I don't want to know I'm in your kitchen because there's a microwave and a stove. I want a sign that says kitchen, only the I is a fork.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I want.
I like that.
I want family and gather and relax.
R-E-L-A-X. Hey, how jacked were you?
And when I go into your garage, I got to know where to park. I need a spot that says Packer fan parking only.
Yeah, G-Rodge, I call it. My favorite part of the broadcast, by the way, yesterday, I almost texted you and forgot to do this, too. I knew the Packers, I wanted to hammer even more when I heard, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, Aaron Rodgers said it, Matt LaFleur said it, and we got to hear it on the broadcast. What did they do? I'll tell you, they had a good practice. It was a good week of practice, because if that was a bad practice week, oh, game over. Like Tampa Bay? Bad week of practice. Preparation, not there. Yesterday, though, in the first quarter, when I heard great week of practice, I said, oh, it's over. Packers by 40. Because you have one bad practice, you ain't winning in the NFL. Granted, the Tennessee Titans, they didn't practice for three. Well, they did. That was actually what got them in trouble. They didn't legally practice. And then they came off it, and they won. The Packers have one bad practice. Season over.
I think I'm going to get a dog.
Sounds awful. I mean, great, because I love dogs, but...
Not for, the companionship, because I want to get a dog sign that says, trespassers welcome, dog food is expensive.
Yeah. I like it. That's a good one. I wish I could have a dog. I just got too much going on. I'm never home. Feel bad. I don't want to have a dog just sitting there by himself all day, or herself.
Oh, I just want to have fun, guys. I don't mean to offend anyone. I just think Cam Newton got treated unfairly. That's all. Let's not make a big deal about it.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department at cuw.edu/veterans. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers get the win, 35-20 over the Texans. Packers wide receiver Davante Adams had a career-high 196 yards on 13 catches and 2 touchdowns, who got it going early in the first quarter.
That was something that we aimed to do, come out and kind of hit on all cylinders early and, get me going so that I can be able to produce for this offense.
The Packers won without several starters, including left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
So I was looking over practice, I think it was on Friday, and I counted, I think, 8 starters, at the beginning of the year that they were in the rehab group. That's not always the best feeling, but, part of this league is next man up, and we need guys to step in and play well.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I just think we're a resilient group. These guys rallied around each other, and injuries are part of the game, and you have to have that next man up mentality, and they've been working hard.
So Green Bay improves to 5-1. They host the Vikings next. The Texans fall to 1-6. A tough year for J.J. Watt, who only needed one sack to reach 100 for his career, but fell short.
J.J., what's it like chasing Aaron Rodgers and getting close to him and then find out he's already completed a great pass down the field?
What do you think that's like? Not great. Gotta get better.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Yeah, I got it wrong. It goes, thanks, Ryan. It goes, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Isn't that a song? In a song? It is.
I don't know.
You didn't answer my question. I tweeted at you yesterday, dude. A, I want to know where you were watching the game. You didn't answer me. I want to know what you were eating. And then I asked you what your favorite Taking Back Sunday song was, and you didn't answer me.
I didn't answer you because I was too busy texting coworkers about work Sunday morning.
Oh.
So I was getting texts from coworkers about work on Sunday morning, which we've pleaded to not have do. But, hey, it's 9:30 in the morning. I got a cup of coffee. You know, it's Sunday. I'm watching CBS Sunday Morning with my wife. Great piece press on Stevie Nicks.
Ooh, yeah. Stevie Nicks.
No, we don't watch those. We just watch CBS Sunday Morning. We watch the good stories.
Yeah, I watch.
But I'm getting texts about, I don't know, what time Chris Sims is coming on in 3 weeks. I don't care. I don't care.
I don't either.
John's got a good point on Twitter. He says, can you imagine J.J. Watt not trying to pick up his own fumble.
Well, that's why Cam got. Yeah, that's why.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, that was bad. You got to pick up your fumble.
Yeah, dive on
it. You fumble, pick it up. It's a
Super
Cam.
Bowl. It's a Super Bowl. I see like week three, you don't want to break your hand diving on that ball.
It's the Super Bowl.
The Bears, but yeah, in the Super
pick
Bowl.
Pick up the football, Cam. Yeah. See? Equal opportunity employer. Here's a tweet. This is from Byron. He says, somebody called in last week and said, trade Tim Boyle to Dallas for Michael Gallup today.
Done.
That doesn't sound so dumb. Dallas would not do it. Michael Gallup is good. There has been question about what does Mike McCarthy do at quarterback because Dak Prescott went down, and then Andy Dalton, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, there was an attempted homicide on his life when he took a helmet to the head.
Who do you think gives the Cowboys a better shot to win next week? The guy that they have whose name is
Ben DiNucci.
Or Kellen Moore, who is the offensive coordinator, but was the Cowboys like backup and third string quarterback for like 15 years, former Boise State quarterback. Do you think Kellen Moore pops on a uniform? Or what about Tony Romo leaving the broadcast booth, throwing on the old jersey? Does he give them the best option to win?
So here's the thing about McCarthy and what he needs to do at quarterback. If he is going to go back and bring in, like, somebody else, you know, if he's going to go bring in, a quarterback from the past and it's going to be, like, someone that used to play and now they don't anymore, don't just locate it with Dallas. Go back to who used to play quarterback for you. I mean, go back.
I mean
the gunslinger.
Real comfortable James.
Brett Favre?
He might be. So I got a message from Radio Joe yesterday. He just reached out to Favre. We may be hearing from Favre soon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What time?
Well, I don't know.
What month?
We don't know that yet. Hmm. Plus, we don't hear enough from Favre. Like, Rodgers played good yesterday. I need a 15-minute piece from Favre today on Sirius XM. And then when Rodgers plays bad in 2 weeks, I'm going to need Favre to break that down. And then when anything pretty much happens, I need Favre in my life. I need more Favre. I was actually just saying to my wife yesterday, she's like, Ryan, you know, a lot of good stuff went down this weekend. Hit every single bet you placed. But if you could have just one thing in this life, what would it be? World peace, COVID to end, this election crap to end so you stop getting these text messages at all hours of the day. And I said, you know, no, babe. I need more Favre. I need more Favre.
One of the interviews that, or questions that comes up in job interviews, you know, because employers are trying to get to know you, is if you could invite four people to dinner, who would it be, living or dead?
Oh, I like that.
And I bring a prop. I bring out the, you ever seen somebody's like den or whatever? There's the four pictures of Favre. There's him in high school in that red jersey.
Yeah.
Him in a Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Him in the Atlanta jersey, and then him in the Green Bay jersey.
And then the one with him in the Jets and the Vikings.
Well, I never got that far.
Okay.
But I say, these four versions of Favre. I would like four different Favres to be with me at dinner.
See, I would go
Like the Nutty Professor, where Eddie Murphy's every character.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want my Thanksgiving dinner to be. I want it to be just four Favres eating turkey and me just listening and laughing and loving.
I love it. I like that.
Making that a sign.
I would go to dinner with Mankind, Mick Foley, and Dude Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I would probably go with Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy, Brett Favre, and Rihanna. For other reasons. Those three, just I would love to see how they would interact. Like, I want to see McCarthy and Rodgers. You know how before he passed away, Kobe and Shaq did that sit-down?
Yeah.
I want to see Rodgers and McCarthy do, like, an hour special on the NFL Network together. I want to know, like, the true story. Rodgers came to his defense, McCarthy's. He doesn't like that Player X crap either. Like, yeah, if you're going to rag on somebody, I don't like snitches. So, like, have the cojones to put a name to your reports.
If I could invite three people to dinner, I would invite Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon and Josiah DeGuara.
What about Kamal Martin?
Not him. Left out just those three.
He's buddies with Jordan Love.
I know he's buddies, but I would just bring in Love and DeGuara and Dillon, and I would say, guys.
I didn't invite Runyon.
I'd say, guys, can you believe you were actually drafted where you were? And they would all start laughing, and we'd just get drunk. That's who I would invite.
Well, they probably, those guys, A.J. Dillon probably doesn't drink. He seems like he's, like, really into his fitness. There's no way anybody drinks and has those. Do you know that A.J. Dillon, hashtag people do forget this, he's got big legs.
Did you know that
real muscle.
In high school, Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw were friends?
Matthew Stafford was excellent on that final drive yesterday. He took some shots yesterday. What was your favorite game of the week, would you say? Like college or pro? What game, like, were you fully invested in?
Oh, last night.
Don't say the Badgers.
Oh, last night.
Sunday Night Football was
it
for you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough. I couldn't believe how invested I was in a game that I had no, like, my fantasy was settled. I didn't bet on it. You know, I guess I wanted the Seahawks to lose, but I wasn't like, oh, girl, I hate Seattle so much. I didn't want the game to end. And Zane Gonzalez kicks this field goal, and I'm like, all right, I want him to make it. But then he missed. I'm like, yes, more football. I just love football so much. Like, I hate the Bears. I don't care. The Rams, they kind of bother me too. Oh, my God, is it 7:15 yet? God, I love football.
I know.
I can't get over it. I love football so much. It is like the best thing ever.
I know. And I did I do have a pick for everybody if they're into that sort of thing.
I got a did you know first. Did you know that Deshaun Watson was a ball boy for the Packers-Falcons playoff game in the 2010 Super Bowl run?
Actually, that one I didn't know. Deshaun Watson was?
Deshaun Watson was a ball boy for the Falcons. Did you know
that's not even a people forget. That's I never knew.
Did you know that Warrick Dunn helped give Deshaun Watson a home when Deshaun Watson was growing up with a single mom?
Love Warrick Dunn. And I love Deshaun Watson's story is really great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go tonight. The total is 45.5. I bought an extra point. I am going to take the under tonight between the Rams and the Chicago Bears. You may say, why, Ryan? You love points. And I do, and I hate betting unders. Took the over in Sunday Night Football last night. That hit. The Bears and the Rams have actually played in each of the last two seasons. In those last two meetings, the season before and last season, they've scored a combined 45 points in two games. As of today, the total for tonight's matchup, 44.5. In the last two meetings combined, 45 points. Tonight, by itself, 45.5. I hate to do it. I'm going to go under, and I'm leaning Bears to cover the 6 points. It went down a little bit. It was 7. I haven't placed that one yet, but I do like the under. So tonight's going to be one of those nights where I'm all in on football, but got to root for an under. That sucks.
This is in L.A.?
In L.A.
And it's 6 spread?
6, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Rams.
To cover and beat the Bears by a touchdown?
Now, like I said about Sean McVay, you will know on the first drive just how he looks, whether they're going to win or lose that game. Because you can tell he's either comfortable and confident or he looks petrified.
Because he knows that, like, Goff has to be – he needs to, like, pretty much be walking Goff up to that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Goff, Goff basically
– is hit or miss.
Well, he, like, is not – I don't know, man. Is he dumb?
I like – well, so remember when Goff was on Hard Knocks and he was just, like, the least
– I didn't see this year.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I didn't even – so this year when they – Jeff Fisher was the head coach and they drafted Goff.
Oh.
He was – and I mean this, like, with all due respect to Jared Goff – like a box of rocks. Like, he had the personality of this wall right here. He was the worst character in Hard Knocks history. Dalton was more interesting. Like, when he, like, the big storyline was Dalton was so worried about when he was on the practice field, like, his wedding ring, that, like, they had to give him one of those rubber ones, and they made, like, it into a 20-minute segment about how he loves
Andy Dalton?
Yeah, about how he loves his wife so much, and he will never take his wedding ring off, even when he's playing football. You know? He made golf look like the most interesting man on this world, but he was not the most intelligent person.
Well, the thing with McVay and Goff is that McVay needs to have his communication, because he basically looks at the field and then tells Goff what to do.
Yeah.
And then Goff does it.
Yeah, yeah. And that,
so against this defense, is he going to be ready for that? But I just think, you know, the Rams lost last week, correct?
The Rams lost last week.
To the Niners?
No. To the Niners, yeah.
So I feel like I feel like the Rams are going to come back home. I know there's no fans, but they're going to come back home.
Get some home cooking, as we say in the biz.
Yeah, wear those blue jerseys that actually look good on TV, even though they look stupid not on TV.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to win. I'm going to take the Rams tonight.
Okay. I'm going to go under and maybe lean Bears, just because that's a lot of points. But I don't know, man. Nick Foles versus Jared Goff. We'll see how that one ends up.
Oh, Nick Foles' revenge game. I didn't think about that.
I love watching the Rams. I'm really into coaching now more than ever in today's NFL. Like, I hate the 49ers. I do, especially after last season. But I love watching Kyle Shanahan call a game. He's a genius, and he outcoached Bill Belichick yesterday. I love watching what McVay could do with Goff and with that offense. And I love watching Matt LaFleur on a good week. You know, say what you want about his halftime adjustments or his in-game adjustments. Yesterday, again, they've scored on the first drive every single game this season, whether it be a field goal or getting into the end zone as they do yesterday as Devontae catches that touchdown pass. I'm really into coaching this year. These young coaches continue to get better every single year. Stefanski had a pretty good playbook yesterday. Now he loses Odell Beckham Jr. I feel for them because I do kind of like the Browns. But these young coaches, man, are really, really good. And then in Dallas, there's Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, who lied about his resume to get a job. He told Jerry Jones he watched every play.
Oh, and he just continues to put his foot in his mouth. There was something I saw yesterday. I forgot what it was. Him talking about,
I know what it was. It was about research.
Yes,
it was about research. And McCarthy, they on the NFL Network pregame, they said, McCarthy is really into this research. And what he found was that if you win 4 games in your division, you're likely to win your division.
That's what it was, yes. And I'm like, well, no S, Sherlock, you know?
I got an over-under for you. Over-under one lifetime that you get for the guarantee with Windows Select.
Oh, I'm going to go over.
Over, because it's a double lifetime warranty. When you go with Windows Select, it is a double lifetime warranty on their products. Again, a double lifetime warranty on their products. Windows, siding, doors, they will do that all for you. They'll customize it. They'll make sure it looks as you want it to look. And they will enhance that home both aesthetically. And then on the inside, it's going to feel more cozy. You're going to have new windows. It's going to lower the cost of the cooling and heating bills throughout the year because the windows are durable, high quality, energy efficient. And it's all backed with a double lifetime warranty, one of the best in the entire industry. Located in Menominee Falls, these guys have been proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners for many, many, many years. They will come out to your house, do a free consultation, do it safely. Make sure that you know what you're going to be purchasing. Make sure that you like it. And then they'll come install it. And when they leave, you think, all right, how much do I owe you? And they'll say, why don't you not pay us for 12 months? We don't need any money for 12 months. No payments for a full year. And then you're going to say, well, that's great. Thank you. And then they're also going to say, oh, by the way, for every window you buy, you got one free. Buy one, get one on the windows. So to buy one, get one on the windows with Windows Select, you don't have to pay them anything for a year. The product quality is tremendous as well, and it's all backed with a double lifetime warranty. Very, very good stuff with Windows Select right now. 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. The Packers get the victory yesterday. It's been the topic of most of our show. 35-20, they beat the Texans. One thing that we'll continue to ask this week is, do you see an improvement from a week ago? Did they prove anything to you? Have they lessened some of your concerns? Because I think when you play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they had a better defense than the Houston Texans did, and did the Vikings, and any of these teams that they've played. The Packers have played 5 teams they were supposed to beat. They beat them, and they played one team that was tough, and they lost to that team, and they lost pretty badly. But one of the reasons that they did win yesterday was because they were able to exploit the matchup with Davante Adams. Davante Adams, a record 13 catches, 196 yards, two touchdowns. Rodgers, Davante, LaFleur, all talking about just how dynamic that duo was yesterday.
Much like week one, it wasn't necessarily the plan to get him involved like that. It was more the coverages that we were seeing and then the plays that Matt was dialing up. You know, he was in position for a number of those opportunities. But no, it was really the catch down the left sideline on third down and got us going, him and I together. Just a beautiful late hands by him. And, you know, we had a couple other adjustments. Were really good. I mean, he's just such a talented player. He gives you, you know, such a wide margin when you're throwing the ball to him. So steady. And, you know, his communication is between him and I has been, you know, really, really good. So when he's in the game, obviously we're tough.
Anytime we can get going early, I feel like that's when it's kind of a recipe for success for us as an offense and, you know, just Aaron and I's connections. That was something that we aimed to do, come out and kind of hit on all cylinders early and, you know, get me going so that I can be able to produce for this offense.
Obviously, they've got great chemistry and have been playing together for a long time. And, you know, some of those were just a credit to Aaron seeing some stuff out there. I can think of one in the second half where we had a third down call where that wasn't necessarily the route called. And he looked over and saw Davante one-on-one and gave him a go route. And same with the long touchdown pass. He was supposed to run a corner route and Aaron took advantage of the look and checked the play. So we're so fortunate to have a quarterback that's capable of seeing those mismatches and then taking advantage of them.
A little surprised to hear that from LaFleur that Rodgers did check out a lot of some of these plays. And it used to be, I think, with McCarthy in the final year or two, I think back to that Seattle Thursday night game where he checked out of a play and hit a deep ball, but it wasn't because he saw a matchup. He just didn't like McCarthy's plays, right? So then he would check out, just tell guys, let's go run this. And that's better. And now Rodgers is very much, I think, bought into the kind of play calling that that LaFleur wants. But if he sees a matchup that he sees, the touchdown that they're talking about is a 45-yard touchdown. Davante on the right side, there were four wide, I believe, two on one side, two on the other. And then it was man coverage, but there was a guy up top. And so you got two guys on one side, two guys on the other. If I'm the free safety, if I'm the safety, and I got two of my buddies hanging out on Packers receivers on the left, two on the right, and I'm like, I got to help one of these guys out. That's my job. I'm gonna go and probably help Davante. He's been killing you. But he went the other way. The Packers, for whatever reason, were able to get anything they wanted on the Houston Texans. Davante asked afterwards, were you expecting a double team? I mean, these guys just kept throwing one guy on you, and you – again, he had 13 catches.
Yeah, I a little bit wondering. Part of me just wanted to keep it out. I didn't even want to, you know, speak that up into the universe. Just I enjoy my one-on-ones. Those are fun over there. So anytime I can get them, I'm going to try to make sure we execute and we're on top of it. And I think Aaron has a little bit of, you know, his antennas go up when we do get those one-on-ones as well. And then if you want to double me, we see what happens there. We got other guys, even guys who – or, you know, their number isn't called as much stepping up at this point. So not too worried about it. I love the one-on-ones, and I'll take them all day. But if they do double me, then we got answers for that as well.
Ryan Wood, who we had on earlier today, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, he did some great note-taking. Davante Adams on third down yesterday. There was a third and one. He had an 8-yard catch. Rodgers went to him. Third and three, 3-yard touchdown. Third and nine, 28-yard catch. Third and 10, 16 yards to Davante first down. There was a third and five, 9-yard catch. Third and four, the touchdown we're talking about. Later in the game, a third and seven, Rodgers to Davante for 15 yards. So seven times yesterday, Rodgers was faced with a third down. Seven of those times he went to Davante. Seven of those times he got either a first down or a touchdown. So that's incredible. And I know there was some discussion last week about are the Packers better? Packers. are the Packers better off without Davante? They are not. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a dumb thing to say.
Yeah. He's the best route runner in the entire NFL. He's up there with receivers. DeAndre Hopkins is really, really good, but Devontae's route running is so crisp, and he's very important to this team. And you're never better without a guy like Devontae Adams, obviously. Now, sometimes the offense looks better when Devontae's not out there because people think Rodgers is enforcing things, but you know, yesterday is one of those days where Devontae's always going to dominate with a terrible secondary. Now, smart teams like San Francisco and Tampa Bay will try to take him out of the ballgame, out of the game plan. But there's only, and that's the other thing, like there's only so many defenses that could actually do that because there's only so many defenses that are that good with secondaries, with corners that could actually cover a guy like Devontae Adams because with the rule changes, man, especially in the NFL wanting so many points, they can't defend the way that they used to. That's why we see such high numbers and everybody's throwing for 400, 500 yards in a game.
I feel like every year has sort of a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Rodgers, they brought it up on the broadcast. It was 6 years ago. R-E-L-A-X.
Aaron Rodgers didn't fully go R-E-L-A-X.
What did he say last year? There was like, we don't want a catchphrase, and then he said something else, and then it became a catchphrase.
Last year was,
there was Run the Table a few years ago.
Damn it, I don't remember what last year was.
There ended up being one last year.
Well, yeah, because, yeah.
This year, I think it's something to do with Anomaly.
Something like that.
Last year was, this is the worst 13-3 team of all time.
That was what everybody was telling me, right, and I was defending them.
This year, it's like, well, are the losses an anomaly? Rodgers brought the Tampa Bay game up again.
It was an anomaly, and obviously we wanted to back that up. Not that if it had gone the other way, it wouldn't have been. That game is an outlier, I believe, and today was more in line with our first 4 weeks. A game that, you know, I know we're in week 7, but they've had a lot of turmoil over there on that side. Game that if we want to be a great team, we got to win these games. I don't think it was the cleanest game from an operation standpoint, probably in all three phases. Offensively, we had some plays that definitely leave your head scratching. But then you turn around, you score 35 points. We had a really good day on third down. We were really good in the red zone. So it's one of those kind of strange games where you're definitely productive. But there was some more out there that we probably could have.
So I'll sum up my thoughts on this Packers game. I love watching the Packers win. It's always fun. I still feel like against good teams, they need another weapon or they need another guy to step up. Because if you're going to take Devontae away and you're going to take Aaron Jones away, who else are you going to go to? But this team is going to cruise to another 11, 12, maybe even 13 wins. And I am overlooking the Vikings game.
Yeah.
They suck.
They do. Usually I yell at you for overlooking the Vikings.
Not this year.
They suck.
Last year, I did not overlook them. I probably underlooked them.
Yeah. I mean, they won a playoff game last year. Like, they couldn't beat
last
the Packers.
Last year, I was kind of, like, scared of them.
They beat the Saints in the playoffs.
So. Yeah, this year though, they suck.
Yeah. My quick wrap-up would be, I love what I saw from the defensive side of the ball. I hope that continues. Even Mike Pettine, Kamel Martin, I think, was the number one graded player. One of the top-rated, I mean, he was the top-rated linebacker for the Packers. I never want to see Ty Summers on the field outside of special teams. As much as I love him, thanks for the encouraging message. I have been hitting legs a little bit harder since I've talked with him, but he is not a very good football player. Preston Smith, big day yesterday, despite not racking up a sack. I thought he was really good yesterday, and I want to see him continue to get better.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Horvey at 5 a.m. Go Pack, go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.